Good evening, good evening. Okay, we're continuing tonight with halachas relating to brachas of smells. We are up to Simon Reish Tes Zain, Seif Yud Aleph, and I hope to complete the Simon Bezer Hashem tonight. Some of the halachas discussed tonight is about smoke. And we'll also be talking with Shem about Ovel HaSi'oson, as well as Esrik. Do we make a bracha on Esrik? Do we make a bracha on a good-smelling Esrik? He definitely does smell very nice, and nice-smelling fresh Esrik. Do you make a bracha or not? Will be discussed as well in Mitzvah Hashem tonight. Okay, so we're up to see if you'd Aleph, and Alocha is as follows. If you lefonov hadas v'shemen, we spoke about the fact that if you get a hadas, if you smell a hadas, which smells nice, you'll make a brach on it. Perei atzipsomim, it smells very nice. Veshemen, also oil, if it has additional ingredients which makes it smell very nice, you will also make a bracha. Now, this Shulchan Aruch discusses what happens if you've got two items in front of you that both of them deserve a bracha. One is the hadas, and one is the oil. And both are in front of you. What do you do about a bracha? Shulchan Aruch says, if you live on, if it was brought before him, hadas, and hadas, veshemen, and oil, l'riach bohem, to smell it. If it's equal bracha, it's all the same bracha, so then the halacha is, mevorech al hadas, you first will make the bracha on the hadas, v'poiter es hashemen, you'll also make a bracha on the shemen, but that's going to be second. You first make a bracha on the hadas, after it's on the oil. If there's two different brachas, meaning that you've got the hadas, but say for argument's sake, the shemen will deserve an old bracha altogether, because its ingredients are different, that it deserves a different bracha. If it's the same bracha, mevorech al hadas, you first make a bracha on the hadas, put the shemen, you exempt the shemen, you won't make a bracha on the oil, because it's the same bracha. If it's different brachas, mevorech al hadas, the chilat hadas will come first, and only then you'll make the second bracha. So the Shulchan Aruch gives us two halachas. First of all, if you've got hadas and shemen in front of you, and they've got the same bracha, you will grab the hadas, make the bracha on the hadas, and that will pat the oil. And the second halacha is, if the shemen has got different ingredients which deserves a different bracha, then you will first make the bracha on the hadas and afterwards on the oil. Yeah. Why will it come first? Mishabu explains if kot mim gimel. But before that, let's start with Sivkot Mem Aleph, first white line. L'oriach bohem, to smell it. V'ilu shemen shevil osuch yodov. L'havim mem zuam es ha'ocholim ein mevorech. This Mishneh Berurah now gives us a concept which we've touched on earlier, but it's really important. The Mishneh Berurah is medayik the words that hadas and shemen was brought before him, l'oriach bohem, to smell it. Why is it important to say l'oriach bohem, to smell it? So Mishneh Berurah says this is coming to teach us that if the items were brought before him, not for smelling purpose, but stam, it ended up in front of you, stam, and not for a specific reason to smell it, you will not make a bracha. So, could be, for instance, the oil is brought before you. Imagine you've got an ointment, a cream or something, which has a very strong smell. It smells really, really nice. You've got a cream that smells really nice. But that's not why you've got it. You've got it now in front of you because it's meant for moisturizing your hands and making your hands smoother. And it may have a very good smell. May a very good smell. You will still not make a bracha. You will not make beremin epsamim, even if all the other conditions apply. You will not make a bracha on beremin epsamim. You're going to say, why not? You should make a bracha on it. It smells particularly nice. I can smell it. Beremin epsamim. The answer is because it's not here before you for that purpose of smelling. It's here before you because you have got some physical purpose, some other purpose to smoothen your hands and your fingers, and therefore you will not make a bracha. This is the diuk from the Shulchan Aruch over here, that it's before him, le'oriach b'hem, to smell it. If it's not been brought in front of you for smelling, you will not make a bracha. Could be you've got two different, could be that you could bring the same item in front of you for that particular purpose. You want to make a bracha as well, so you could. But if it's not before, if it's not been brought before you for that purpose, you will not make a bracha. That's if cotton you that mem alef mishneh bura. כמו שכל סביסים ראש י' זין, אין בי הלוך מה שנכתב בזה. Now, Mishnebura continues that in Bekosein Shavois, she make first broch on the Adas. If it's the same brochas, Kugoin, such as Mishnebura Sifkot Membeis, Shashem Neu Mevusam Be'atzib Somim, that the oil was Mevusam, it had the smell, it was added, the spices in there, were Atzib Somim ingredients. So now you'd make Shemvokin al Hashem and Bore Atzib Somim. We learned earlier that you could make Bore Atzib Somim on oil. If the ingredient, imagine you there Atzib Somim. What's a good Atzib Somim example? Some Atzib Somim that grows when the tree's got strong and you would put in the oil. Now the oil smells particularly good. Atzib Somim you'd make on it. Atzib Somim on the oil. So no, says you'll only make one bracha, you'll grab the hadas, make atzib samim, and that's going to pat the oil as well. But why will you grab the hadas? So one thing, this concept that you only make one bracha, we're familiar with that. Why do you only make one bracha if it's the same bracha? Why don't you make two brachas? The answer is no different than if you have two shackles in front of you. If you have two shackles, you have a drink and you have a...
Chocolate
and you have a drink. Before you, you're going to make one shakel. So similarly also, if it's two smellings that you're going to benefit from, same bracha, you make only one bracha, because they're before you. Okay, now why do you take the hadas though? Any guesses? Why would you take the hadas and make the bracha on the hadas and not on the oil? Both are atze. I'm talking at the moment for both are atze. The oil was the head absorbed atze psomim. Why is it closed? No, you've got atze. Closely related to the tree. It's off the tree as opposed to the oil. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Mem Gimel, Mevorech al Hadas. Hatam, the reason is, Tadas, the Hadas, Huguf, Ha'etz, is the actual tree, Hanikop Somem, which is called spices. Ve'Hashemen, as opposed to the oil, Ein Areach Me'atzmoy, the smell is not integral, it's not from itself, Elo, only, Koil Toil, it absorbs Me'ache, externally, Hadas is more choshev. Is that what you meant? That Hadas is the actual Hadas that smells. That's the spices. That's the opposite. Something you're going to make on the oil is a catalyst. Is that the word? Yeah, you had the Hadas. You put it in the oil, and now the oil gives it enhances the smell. But it's not the Hadas itself, so it's not as choshev. Therefore, you're going to make the bracha on the Hadas. You're going to exempt the oil because of its bracha. Now, a very important halacha, when you make a bracha on the hadas, you take the hadas in your right hand, and the oil in your left hand. And anything you make a bracha, you're going to take it in the right hand. So if you have mint or anything that you're taking, and you're going to make a bracha on something on it, you've got to take it in your right hand. You take it and you make a bracha on your right hand. The shemen, which is patted, it's exempt through the form of bracha, you can take in your left hand. But the item you make a bracha on is with your right hand. The shemen, good question. Very good question. Because you would have thought, very good question, you would have thought that probably you don't have to take it. But since the bracha is not, you're not making a bracha on it directly, it's only exempt, maybe you don't have to take it. It's a very good question. It sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah that noitel hadas b'yamin v'hashemen b'smoil. It would appear there is something about holding it in the left hand. But the question is a very good question. It's a really interesting question. That's right. You wouldn't necessarily have to take it. It's a very good question. I don't know the answer. So unless you want to be matche the Mishnah Berurah and say that it doesn't actually mean that you have to hold it with the left, it just means that you don't hold it with the right. No, but it's a very good question. I don't know the answer. Really good question. The Shulchan Aruch then said, if the bracha is not the same, you're going to make on the hadas first. So atzib somim on the hadas, and then potentially the other bracha on the oil later. Why is that? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Mem Hei. Bevorech al hadas tchilo. The afal gav the shemen afar simon reichu machmas atzim ve'lo kol ha'acherim. Come because chshuva shemaskir miyachil shemim v'kosoi. It may be a choshev bracha you can make on the oil. Afilo achi nevertheless hadas shu gibriyosoi v'kaim begufoi choshev tfei. Here again, you're always going to make the bracha on atzib somim before the oil, because the hadas is held is the actual somim. You're always going to make, if you've got two items in front of you, one is the actual psomim, what the smell emerges from it. That's the, and the other one is only something which absorbs the smell. You're always going to make, that's the order of the brachas. You're always going to make the item which is itself the psalm, you're going to make the brach on that first. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. So we've gotten them yud base. Bevorachin alag mugmo. Mugmo is a concept which we find in Mishnayos in brachas. Mugmo, at the end of the meal, post dessert, to take some spices and roast it. They have a very strong specific spices. It would bring a very, very nice smell in the room. And they would smell at the end of the meal. It seems like they would do it at the end of after benching. I don't know why this has stopped. I could actually picture myself enjoying a nice smell after the meal. You know, how do you have that? No? So that's what it did. So that's mugmo. That's called mugmo. It's spices, roasted spices. Strong emerging smell. Mevorachna like mugmo. So you make a bracha on the mugmo, perish besamim. These are spices, shemesimim, which are placed, alak echolim, on coals, leoreach poem, specifically for the smell. Meshiyale kitoy ashonoi, when the smoke comes up, koidem sheyagia leoreach, before he actually is able to smell it, that's when you make the bracha. Avol, but, lo yevorech, do not make a bracha, koidem sheyale kitoy ashon. Before the smoke comes up, don't make a bracha. Make the bracha only once the smoke is starting to emerge and you haven't smelt it yet. That's the right time to make a bracha. But before that, you shouldn't. What's the reason for that? Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Mem Vav. L'oreach poem l'afuke, this is as opposed to imashen, b'shvil levatel asir choin. Mishnah Berurah said, interesting. He says, what happens if the mugmo was put there, or spices were put there, not for smelling at the end of the meal, but it was put there as a deterrent. Is that the word? Because it was bad smell there. And you're not actually putting mugmo there for that. It's just to get rid and remove a bad smell. The cooking smell, I don't know, it was like stuff in the room. You put on some mugmo. So the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us, according to Mishnah Berurah, a massive chiddush. I would have thought, that at the end of the day, you're enjoying the smell, yes or no? You're enjoying it. It's nice. It's geschmack. Good smell. You make a bracha. Mishnah Berurah is now medayik from the word of the Shulchan Aruch, of the Ramah, rather. It's to positively smell it. Which seems to indicate, according to Mishnah Berurah, that it's not just there as a deterrent or to remove a smell. You put the psomim there, you put the mugmo there for the positive enjoyment and the benefit of the smell. Mishnah Berurah is medayik. Le'afuke, to exclude, so I've got my involved, two lines from the bottom. Yime'ashen, if you are smelling it, b'shvil levatel asirchon, to cancel off the bad smell, ain mevorach nalof, klal, don't make a brach on it. Ve'af shenene, although you're enjoying ma'apsomim, although you're very, very much enjoying it, you will not make a brach on it. You'll not make a brach. You're enjoying it, you don't make a brach. Why? Because it was there not to give a positive smell, it was only there to remove a bad smell. What do you think about this Mishnah Berurah, Rabbi Yisai? Yeah. It's a bit similar to that. Yeah. So it sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah, so it sounds like it's not the person putting the mugma on, it's not that, but it's the person who's actually smelling it. When you are smelling, what is subconsciously, what are you doing over here? It's interesting. Here again, the poskim mentioned the shayla of tobacco. We mentioned it in a different shiur about somebody smokes a pipe, a cigar, or a cigarette. Would you make a bracha or not? Was mentioned in Mishnah Berurah earlier, and the halacha clearly is that you don't make a bracha on it. That was mentioned earlier, that we don't make a bracha on it. But here it's mentioned again because it's a little bit comparable to the kitoy, which is mentioned over here. So that you don't make a bracha on it. So that would be relevant if you say you've got what's a very good strong smell, some natural very
ammonia.
Okay, I don't know it, but yeah. So if you put it in a room that has, let's say, is a mold room or a room that has some odor, you know, some room that has not a good smell, a mold, you know, whatever, it's stuffy or something, and you bring it in there, pardon? So I don't want to speak about a spritz because anyway, you don't make a brach on it, but I'm talking about genuine, natural psalmim you put there, which you put specifically because the room has a bad. So the halacha is, you don't make a brach on it. That's what Shmuel is teaching us over here. You will not make a brach on it. Although you walk into the room and say, oh, it smells nice. But the halacha is, no, you don't make a brach on it. If you take the same thing, you take it out of the room, and you say, baruch ato, and you mamash mit, because you want to have a good smell, you'll make a brach on it. It's a good bracha. But since it's placed in a room that, by default, it's not meant for German, but by default meant to remove a bad odor, you don't make a brach on it. Mr. Bosef Kotnem Zayn. Good question. What would you say?
It's there to give a good smell.
Yeah. What is it? What is it made of? So I don't think it is. It's a very good question. Rabbi Sai, interesting question. Haruch Lamaisa. Now I don't exactly know how they work, but you've got those. They're quite big normally. I've seen them. Yeah. And then it brings about a good smell. Good shayla. Good shayla, Rabbi Sai. Yeah. Exactly. I agree with you. I think so too. Yeah. Pashtos, it would go into that category. Yeah. It's probably synthetic anyway. Don't know how they're made, but it's unlikely to be natural. But even if it is natural, it's probably comparable to yesterday's halacha that if the ikri has been removed and there's only the oil which has still the taste of it there, if the ikri has been taken away, you won't make a brach on it. So probably the halacha is you don't make a brach on it. Probably. Yeah.
Who said if you bring a fruit for anything other than if eating it and not smelling it, then you're never going to make a brach on it.
Yeah.
So is this, would you compare the halacha with removing a bad smell, which is essentially, you know, the purpose of like, the smell is not to smell it?
It's first cousin. Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, it's comparable. It's a nice smell, yeah. Maybe that's where Shulchan comes from. Yeah, I hear that. Very nice. Sif Kotten Mem Zayin. Koidim Shegia. Koidim Shegia L'Oreach. Mishnah Berurah says, why is it? So again, if the smoke emerged, smoke is coming up, that's when you make a bracha on the Mugmo. Before the smoke is coming up, you don't make a bracha. Why is that? Straightforward reason. Says in Mishnah Berurah, bottom line, Mem Zayin. Koidim Shegia. Teba'in Alechat Chila Oyver Las Yosna. Like the rule which applies Kolat Tere Kula, you only make a bracha koidem, just before enjoying it. Like any, you make a bracha, you straight away eat. It has to be over las yoson. Here too, if the smoke is not coming up yet, and you make a bracha, you're jumping the gun, it's a bit too early. You have to wait until the smoke is coming, then you make a bracha. So, the po'ino lechatchil over las yoson, the b'yevet yoch levorich af b'yit shemariach. Mishnah Berurah's last words are very important as well, which you touched on previous shiurim as well. What happens if the smell came up already, and you're smelling it? Is it too late to make a bracha? Yes or no? You're enjoying it already. Is it too late, yes or no? You're smelling it already.
It's continuous.
Very good. The halacha is yes, you can still make a bracha. In fact, sometimes it's even better that way. If you're not sure if the smell is going to be a good smell or not, we're going to see later halacha. So the halacha is, once the smell comes up, you can smell it. Oh yeah? And you can still make a bracha then. If it's vanished, obviously you can't. But as long as the smell is still there, you're enjoying it, you can make a bracha. Hamugma Seif Kotten, top of page 262. Hamugma Seif Yud Gimel. Himu Shel Eitz. If the mugma, those spices, if it's proper tree, a tree piece kind of thing, if it's made out of the tree. So, again, this is something which is going to be roasted. If it's made out of tree, Mevorech Borei Atzei Psomim, the Borech is going to be Borei Atzei Psomim. Himu Shel Eisef. If the mugma is grass, it grows mamash on the ground. Borei Israel Psalm again. This is based on very much the halachas that we learned earlier. You make the bracha of Borei Israel Psalmim. Vim Shel Shaminim. It's a very nice summary, this. If it's from any other natural product, Borei Minei Psalmim, make the bracha of Borei Minei Psalmim. And we learned earlier again that If you're in doubt, you always short make, but you can always make berei itzvei psamim. You're always fine to do berei itzvei psamim, but you have your yotzei in you anyway. Mishnah Berurah Sif Kot Mem Tes berei atzvei psamim v'lo nishtane bekasa. Just because it's not, this bracha has not changed. Half al pi oldo she nisraf, although it's been roasted. Haladei agimul through this roasting process. Ein tzrei fosoi, it's burning, does not, nikah does not make it, mechalos, it does not get rid of it. So it's been roasted, it's been burnt, but the bracha remains. Adrabba, even more so, you goyrem shetale timrosu v'reichon oidev. If it's smell is improved that way, so do not say that just because it's burnt now, it's roasted, it loses its bracha. On the contrary, now it smells very good. You can make berei atzvei psamim, and it's a very nice smell coming up. Yes? Yeah, good question. That's a very good question. Yeah, so I think generally speaking, that's a good question. So it's a very good question. The question asked is, what if is it specific and personal, or is it society based? So you are referring to something that a person likes the smell, but others not. Yeah, so I know that, for instance, it's true. I mean, I know what you're referring to. There's definitely in some societies, some smells taste better. I mean, if you go past an Indian, yeah? So, or other, now, is that true, no? Some tastes are, some smells are. So what if you like something and others don't, or vice versa? What's the halacha then? It's a very good question. So the halacha is that if you enjoy, the halacha is based on you. If you enjoy the smell, you can make a brach on it. Now, if others enjoy the smell, and you personally don't, you won't make a brach on it. Yeah. Yeah. Seif cotton, Seif Yudalet, Seif Yudalet Shulchan Aruch. Hamireach pe'esrik shal mitzvah. Rabbi says, it's very important halacha with regards to mitzvah, esrik. Rabbi said, do you ever make a brach on esrik? Do you make a brach on esrik? She deserves a bracha. Pardon? Not during Sukkos. Good? Good? If you make a bracha, and which bracha do you make? Oh, Nezrech Averis. Nezrech Averis. Very good. Definitely, we learned the halacha, absolutely, that the bracha on something which is edible, that's right, yeah. You make Noisen Reach Toiv Peperos. And this is the Rechtov Peres, as explained in Mishnah Berurah Sif Beis in Shulchan Aruch. So, absolutely, that would be the correct bracha. It's a pri. Deserves a bracha. But, do you make a bracha, yes or no? So now we're going to have clarity over here. See what the Shulchan Aruch said, Mishnah Berurah and Reb Shlomo Zalman. Hamriach pe'esrik shal mitzvah. If you smell an esrik shal mitzvah, which you're going to fulfill the mitzvah with, mevoich olav, you do make a bracha on it. Shulchan Aruch says, you do make a bracha on esrik. Have you made a bracha on esrik? You make a bracha on it. Shulchan Aruch says you do. V'yesh oimim, some say, she'eine mevorech. You do not make a bracha on esrik. Why? We'll see soon why. But aloch lemaise, Shulchan Aruch paskin, tzelochein, lekach, sorry, therefore, nochoin, it is proper, shalo le'erach boy, better not to smell it. If you do smell, you're going to get into machloikas. Some say you do make a bracha, some say you don't make a bracha. Better not to smell. Ramah, Yesh oimrim, some say, damriach bepascham, if you smell a nice smelling hot bread, yesh lo levorech shenosan reach toiv bepas. Some say, make a bracha on nice hot challah coming out of the oven, you make a nice reach toiv bepas. Have all passed Kuczynski when they're baking. Yeah, it is a special marketing thing they do, right? We all know that. They know it's absolutely, it's part of the marketing thing. You go to the shops they make, it's got to do with marketing. What the temperature and the smell as you go into the shop puts a person, you know about psychological marketing, puts a person into the mood of purchasing. Pardon? So they put lots of money into how to get people into the mood of shopping. So it's about the temperature of the shop. That's where they blow, when you go to some shops, they blow, the temperature, it gets you nice and comfortable, the air conditioning blowing, and about the smells that, as you walk in, that affects a person into the, gets the person right into the mood. Yeah. So it's about not falling into the trap. So he said that you make a bracha and noisen reach toiv bepas. Moshe, next time you part Kuczynski, noisen reach toiv bepas. But the Ramah says, Yesh oimrim, some say, te'ein levoich olav, you don't make a bracha. Don't make a bracha. Lekach, therefore, ein le'oreach boy, block your nose. That's what Shulchan Aruch Gemara said. Don't smell it. Yeah, that's part of it. Absolutely. Yeah, all
the.
Yeah. Yeah. They put lots of money into that. They put lots of money. Yeah. I'm sure they mean you're good. Yeah, but. Okay, so now about the Esrog. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Nun Aleph says, Meach Pe Esrog. We go out to the Esrog. Eina Kevono Shenot Lebiot Olot says. It's not the opinion who holds that you do make a bracha does not, he's not referring to the person who's about to fulfill the mitzvah. He grabs the esrog, just about to make the bracha on the tilas lulav. And as he's about to make the bracha, just before halal, he's about to make the bracha, that smells nice, and then he's making a bracha on his echtava. No. That, according to all opinions, that you won't make a bracha. Because the bazaar, le kule alma in vach, you don't make a bracha. Ketal see base. Kimin she'en mischav and areach, there was no intention to smell. Elo, only, aire kagoin. We're talking about kagoin she'not lo lotzeis v'areach. If you're taking it in order to smell, here we've got a machlok. Zichai gavnu paskin on the elden vach al achile v'al areach. V'soyve de arishoyin edu adin bazaar shem vach antinas esrik v'al areach. We're talking about a case that somebody grabs it and he picks it. And now he wants to make a bracha. Not on the mitzvah.
No.
You're grabbing it in order to smell it. Here we've got a machlokes, and the halacha is we don't make a bracha on it, and that is the point. The one Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Nun Aleph base v'yeshem te'enim reach de'il de'lav le'reach avida. It is not here for smell. Kimin shushal mitzvah, since it's for mitzvah purpose. Because I'm going to warn b'shem ma'ashal, but the warn says the name of the ma'ashal. The dafk b'shas netzilosu le'mitzvah is only if he's grabbing it for the mitzvah. I will koy dem le'ken, but before you're taking it for the mitzvah, oy achikach afterwards, mevorech le'kule alma, you make a bracha or an osin achtu b'peres. Ve'yesh cholkim b'zeh and some acholkim. Right. So we've got over here a morgan avon who says in the name of the ma'ashal that we said that we don't make a bracha on an esek. That is only if you're. That's only b'shas on Yom Tov, in other words. But before or after Yom Tov, where it's not, I'm adding words, but it's not chav to the mitzvah, because you're not doing the mitzvah now with it, yeah, you can make a bracha on it. But when it is chav to the mitzvah, i.e. on Yom Tov, you don't make a bracha on it. Hence, the meaning is generally that people who buy an esrog, I'm quoting B'Shalom Zalman, generally once you've got an esrog, you're buying yourself an esrog, and you're putting it on side until Yom Tov, you will not make a bracha on it generally. Because it's a chef to the mitzvah, Rabbi Zalman says, based on this Mishnah Berurah, you don't make a bracha on it, because it's a chef to the mitzvah. Yes, it's true, Mishnah Berurah says, before Yom Tov it's okay, but that's not the meaning. Rabbi Zalman says, you will not make the bracha. The question is only after Yom Tov. To say after Yom Tov that it's a chef to the mitzvah, doesn't seem to make sense. Hence, a lot of people will, if it still smells nice, you could potentially make a bracha on Osin Echtav Peres after Yom Tov. And that's what some people will do. To recap what we covered tonight, we're going to speak more about the bread of Kuczynski. We'll talk about that, the remote tomorrow, Mitzchem, a bit more. So we learned tonight that if there's Hadas and Shemen, you make the bracha on the Hadas, because that's the actual Chefza. The Shemen is only a secondary, and therefore it's geparted. You hold it in the right hand, as opposed to the Shemen in your left hand. The Shulchan Aruch Sif Yud Beis teaches us about the mugma, which is a smell that comes out after the meal. You make a bracha on it. However, you should time it right. Don't make a bracha before the smell comes up. It's too early. Wait for the smoke to be around. Once the smoke is up, you make a bracha over Las Yoson. The mugma, if it's eitz, you make a bracha on the beratz psamim. If it's eisev, you make eisev psamim. If it's other minim, you make minim psamim. We then spoke about the esrog, and we said that esrog shel mitzvah, the minik is not to make a bracha. Hebsham Zaman says, after Yom Tov is a sure okay, before Yom Tov, it seems to be a chavetz mitzvah, and you won't make a bracha on it. Andere more will follow on tomorrow, mitzvah Hashem.